This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. After more than 3 months under stifling restrictions imposed in response to a second wave of COVID-19 cases, life in Australia's second largest city is slowly about to return to normal. Victoria State Premier Daniel Andrews announced at a news conference Monday most restrictions can be lifted as Melbourne is at zero cases and testing has been effective.
Now is the time to open up. Now is the time to congratulate every single Victorian for staying the course. Now is the time to thank every single Victorian family for being guided by the data, the science, and the doctors.
The announcement comes as Melbourne and the surrounding Victoria state recorded its first 24-hour period without any new coronavirus infections since June 9th. Meanwhile, as the cases rise in Europe as well as the U.S., pediatricians urge the British government to provide free meals to poor children during school holidays as the pandemic pushes more families into poverty. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett reports.
Some 2,200 members of the Royal College of Paediatrics have written an open letter to Conservative Prime Minister Boris Johnson. It comes after the government last week rejected legislation that would have provided free meals during all school holidays until Easter. The doctors praised Marcus Rashford, a 22-year-old star soccer player for Manchester United, whose campaign helped pressure the government into providing free meals during a nationwide lockdown earlier this year. The opposition Labor Party has warned it will bring the issue back to the House of Commons if ministers do not change course. Sarah Bassett, London.
Buckling under the resurgence of the coronavirus in Europe, the Spanish government Sunday declared a national state of emergency that includes an overnight curfew in hopes of not repeating the near collapse of the country's hospitals. This is VOA News. A third ceasefire in the enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh seems to have collapsed Monday, again failing to end 4 weeks of fighting over the disputed territory. Armenia and Azerbaijan accused each other of violating the U.S.-brokered truce shortly after it entered into force at 8 a.m. local time. Azerbaijan's foreign ministry said in a statement, Armenian forces had shelled villages in, quote, gross violation, end quote, of the truce. For its part, Armenia's defense ministry used similar language, saying Azerbaijani forces had, quote, grossly violated, end quote, the ceasefire with artillery fire along various parts of the line of contact. The U.S. State Department and the governments of Azerbaijan and Armenia announced the latest humanitarian ceasefire in a joint statement Sunday. Belarusian police used stun grenades against protesters Sunday as tens of thousands of people headed towards Independence Palace in the capital of Minsk, demanding President Alexander Lukashenko resign. Protesters carrying the red and white flags of the Belarusian opposition movement scattered as loud bangs and flashes lit up the city's streets after nightfall, videos showed. The police action came hours before the expiration of an ultimatum set by the opposition that Lukashenko must resign by midnight or face a national strike. The UK military seized control of an oil tanker that dropped anchor in the English Channel after reporting it had seven stowaways on board who had become violent. Defense Secretary Ben Wallace and Home Secretary Priti Patel authorized the action in response to a police request. Initial reports confirmed the crew was safe. The incident began about 10 a.m. on the Libyan registered tanker Nave Andromeda. Authorities imposed a 3-mile exclusion zone around the vessel. A retired Royal Navy Rear Admiral told the Associated Press he suspects the stowaways grew violent as the tanker neared port and the crew retreated to a secure area known as, quote, the Citadel, end quote, to retain control of the vessel. The U.S. Senate is expected to confirm Judge Amy Coney Barrett to a seat on the Supreme Court in a vote late Monday. If confirmed, Barrett would be the third justice on the 9-member court to be nominated by President Donald Trump and significantly tip its ideological balance toward a 6-3 conservative majority. Republicans hold a 53-47 majority in the Senate, and Senator Susan Collins is the only Republican to indicate she would not vote on Barrett's nomination due to the close proximity to next week's presidential election. Democrats have opposed Barrett's nomination on objecting to her credentials and to the process of filling the seat of late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg in such rapid fashion. Ginsburg died just last month. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.